This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of taking a tour of a sow farm located in Montgomery County. The farm belongs to Phil Borgic and his family, and Phil invited state representatives as well as some local members of the media to attend. We started the day at Phil's office in Raymond and then made our way to the sow farm to see what raising pigs is all about. Phil and I were able to catch up for a few minutes after the tour. We just finished up a tour of your hog farm. We had several state representatives with us. So kind of give us an idea who was all with us today. I know our Montgomery County rep, we had Avery Bourne here, but there were a few others as well.
We had Tim Butler. He's north of Springfield. Sarah Hernandez, which is west of Springfield, and they both come into the Springfield area. And then Mr. Representative Anderson, and he's actually up to Collier County. Representative Anderson actually introduced a bill into the House last year that talked about bacon and how Illinois is supporting of pork and pork processing and how important that was. And so I wanted to get him down and actually come and see a sow farm today.
And this isn't the first time that you've done a tour like this. This is something that you're doing all the time, several a year. So kind of give us an idea of what happens on the tour and then various groups that you show around your farm.
Well, it is strictly the sow farm. So that means we breed farrow and wean there. And then the pigs, after they leave our farm, then the sow farm, then we finish them out somewhere else. But we want to come in, show them what we do, how conscientious we are about pig care, animal care, how well we manage the animals, and how the people really thrive at putting the best environment out there for our animals every day.
And you have school groups as well as legislators. What kind of people have you brought to show them around?
This last few months, we've had the CEO group of Montgomery County out. We've had high school seniors out of Christian County. We had the newly appointed House Ag Committee president come out. He's from the Chicago area, never seen a livestock farm, so we brought him out. Then today we had four representatives out. Representative Bourne, she has now made her second trip through there because she came out with the CEO group. But some of the people that are have influence on other people and that want to learn about our industry and see it firsthand, because it is once we moved indoors, people can't see what we do every day, and it's up to our responsibility to show them what we do. And we have a shower in shower facility, so we're able then to prevent disease coming in by doing that, where before we weren't able to do that.
And shower in, shower out is just one of the many precautions that you take. I was talking with you a little bit about your vet and who you use, and you had mentioned they come once a month. So kind of share with us what all happens when the vet visits and what their specialties are.
Well, we work with a firm that is pork production specific. And so they help us with people management, pig flows, on how to prevent diseases. One of the things that they brought to us is biosecurity. And he's always questioning us on what we're doing. So working with him, then we have our own truck wash, where all trucks that come onto the farm that have been washed, disinfected, and dry before they ever get onto the farm. All of our supplies either go through the shower area or through a UV light or through a disinfectant room. So nothing ever comes into our sow unit that's not been sanitized. All of our animals that we do, our replacement gelts that come into the farm, are all tested before we bring them to the main sow farm. And so whatever we can do to keep our herd healthier longer is what we strive to do and strive to get better at every day.
Once again, Phil Borgic of Montgomery County, and I'll have my full conversation with Phil on the Morning Farm Show tomorrow morning. We'll be back with the State Crop Report and a crop update from Bond County after these messages. According to this week's State Crop Report, rain has slowed down planting progress and kept farmers out of the fields over the past week. And that's definitely true for this area. Statewide, the average temp was 58 degrees or 1.3 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 1.64 inches or 0.74 inches above normal, and there were about 2.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending on May 1st. Topsoil moisture supply rated 3% short, 71% adequate, and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 6% short, 77% adequate, and 17% surplus. Corn planted was at 66%, and that's up 24% from last week. And corn emerged was at 25% compared to 11% last year, and the five-year average number of 12%. Soybeans planted was at 9%, and winter wheat that's headed had jumped to 29%, up 27 percentage points from last week's number. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 27% fair, 54% good, and 14% excellent. And now we'll check in with a local farmer for his very own crop update. Phil Vonderhaar farms in Bond County and says the rain we've seen lately is going to prevent field work this week. We've talked with you before, but could you remind us again where you're located and how many acres you have?
Located south of Greenville, Illinois, in Bond County, farm corn, soybeans, and wheat, and just shy of around 3,000 acres.
All right, and I know the rain has slowed things down for a lot of people over the last week, but how has planting been coming along for you?
Corn planting has been coming along nicely. We had a nice few weeks there, dry weather and spurts. We were able to complete our corn planting, although some of those acres are still questionable whether what kind of stand we might have with the recent rains we've received. As far as other progress in Bond County, there's guys that are completely done with corn. There's even a few bean acres in the ground, but then there's some operators that might be, you know, 40% to 50% on corn yet. It just depends on where the rains hit and how things have progressed in accordance with that.
And any plans as it's Monday, as you're looking on through the end of the week, what do you think you're going to be working on this week?
This week we're just hoping for some sunshine and a little wind to help dry things out. At our farm we've received close to 2.5 inches of total rainfall last week, so the fields are pretty saturated, and with the cooler night temperatures it might take a little while to dry out. So barring a miraculous drying event, I don't think we'll be doing much field work this week.
Once again, that crop update from Phil Vonderhaar in Bond County. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.